Connect.
Connecting you with the world around us. This is VR Connect on Radio VR with me, Peter Lekarev. We are not just radio. You can also listen to us and read us online at voiceofrussia.com. We run Facebook and Twitter too, so make sure to check it out, as we always have interesting news and stories from Russia and around the world. And we are willing to hear what you have to say as well. The G7 summit is currently underway in Brussels, but perhaps the real decision makers have already met at the 60th Bilderberg Conference, a media shy annual event held in Copenhagen last weekend. So what are the plans carved out by the Bilderbergers? Radio VR has unique insight into the discussion at one of the most secretive gatherings in the world, together with Daniel Estulin, political analyst and journalist with a special focus on Bilderberg policies. He said, "I think their position is very clear from their final objective, and their final objective, obviously, is the endgame in Russia. Until Russia can be subjugated, you will not be able to have one world government, one world order, one world company, limited. Call it whatever you want." End quote. Read or listen to the Radio VR's Burning Point issue on the conference on voiceofrussia.com and tell us what you think. Here is some input from our readers. Mike McVeigh believes, quote, "The Bilderbergers look out for themselves first, I would imagine, and if doing a public service would not be so silent about their proceedings. If the New World Order has become more about being open, this is old style. Take note of who they are and put your money on others," end quote. Robert Gordon wrote, "Actually, the tougher nut for them to crack is China, and although it is happening under the radar compared to the Ukraine, Empire is engaged in the biggest military buildup in the history of the world right now in the East Pacific." Roy Pettigrew chimed in, quote, "Freemasonry outlawed in Russia. Unfortunately, our judiciary, police, civil services are rotten to the core. Political career equals membership of secret society. This is why the West fears Russia," end quote. Meanwhile, we have commentary from Dr. Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy and Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal. By declaring itself exceptional, U.S. in actual fact states that Americans are a supreme nation, he says. This turns out to be a universal doctrine that justifies whatever cruelty Washington feels like doing or actually does. The military, traditionally allied with U.S. media, apparently stick to the same belief. The media drives wars, and thus American media, firmly allied with the military security complex, is driving the world to the final war, notes Roberts. Check out the full article covering an expert analysis at voiceofrussia.com. Vera Kucherenko wrote, "Dear American people, your government is killing people in my country, Ukraine, with your money. Please ask your State Department to stop investing money in war against people. Help us stop bloodshed in Ukraine. Your government are the criminals." End quote. What do you think, listeners? Give your two cents and ask us anything. We are here for you. This was VR Connect on Radio VR with me, Peter Lekarev.